Okay, let's get started with Shavuos Daf Chaf Vav, and we are on Chaf Hey Amid Beis. We'll start third to last line on Chaf Hey Amid Beis, just finishing up the last sugya before we get to other issues on today's daf. So if you remember, we were discussing the relationship a little bit, which we'll get back to with Hashem in the next parak, the relationship between Shavuos Ha'edus and Shavuos Bitui. Shavuos Bitui seems to be the larger category of problematic Shavua, a Shavua of expression, Shavuos Bitui, that has a problematic element to it. Either it's a lie from the future or a lie from the past. I'm going to eat. I did eat. I swear that a table is a chair. A chair is a table. All the different types of Shavuos that we've discussed over the past couple of weeks. Shavuos Bitui. Yesterday we discussed, what about Shavuos Ha'edus? Is that included in the category of Shavuos Bitui? And if it is, why does the Torah have to go out of its way to tell us a special different halachos for Shavuos Ha'edus, different than Shavuos Bitui? Right? Shavuos Ha'edus, meaning I swear that I don't owe no edus on your behalf to be able to, for you to get money, and then it ends up that I lied, and then I have to bring a carbon shvuas ha'edus. Right? That's the halacha that we learned in Parshas Vayikra. So, just pick it up towards the end, because we'll get back to that about Hashem again when the sugi comes up. So we'll start with Michlal, three lines to the bottom. The Gemara just gave three different answers according to one of the opinions, according to Rav. Why is it that the Torah goes out of its way to talk about Shavuos Ha'edus and not just include it in Shavuos Bitui? Right? What's the difference? The Gemara gave three different answers. The Rabbanan in front of Abaya, and then Abaya, and then Rava. So we're going to go back to Abaya for a moment. So says the Gemara, Michlal da Abaya Savar, Isa l'Shavua Ba'olam. Is this to tell me that according to Abaya, Bi'ikaron, Shavuos Ha'edus is a Shavuos Bitui? The only nafkamina is, let's say there's a case where you wouldn't be chayiv shvuas ha'edus. Right? So for example, if there's someone who is not kosher la'edus, shvuas ha'edus is only if I deny knowing you testimony, and if I wouldn't have denied it, I would have been able to testify in court and have my testimony accepted and get you money. But if I'm pasul la'edus, if I admit outside of Bezdin, so then that wouldn't be chayiv shvuas ha'edus. That would be an example of being chayiv shvuas bitui and not the shvuas ha'edus. So again, mechal da bayis avar isa l'shua ba'olam. Is that really true that you always have that backup of shvuas bitui? But for Amar Abaya, but didn't Abaya say earlier? Mo de Rav, Rav admits, and we're talking about the shita of Rav. Mo de Rav, bomer lechaveiro shvua sheni yodei alocha edus. If somebody says the opposite of shvuas ha'edus, a shvua that I no edus on your behalf, and yodei alecha edus, v'ishtakech delo yadalei, and it comes out that I don't know, right, the opposite type of case, the putter, that your putter in that case, from a karban, hova leisei be'eni yodei alecha edus, because you don't have the opposite. Remember, even if Rav does not require the future and the past is not a requirement, but you have to be able to formulate it in positive and negative. So Rav says, according to Abaya, Rav admits that since you don't have it with any odelocha edus, you don't have the negative, so then it wouldn't be able to be, you wouldn't be chayav a carbon. But one second, you would be able to be say it in the opposite in this case. For example, Rashi on the bottom, Amar Abaya, Rashi the Leel. You do have the negative, and it wouldn't be a problem. Right? If you're not in Bezdin, if you're not, that wouldn't be called a Shavuos Ha'edus. So again, if they are overlapping, so wouldn't that be a possibility? So the Gemara says, yeah, the two Abayas you can't really put together. Either Abaya was Chozerbo from that earlier statement, or Rav Papa Amra, or one of them, Rav Papa said, and not Abaya, and therefore it is, you don't have to put the two together. Tosis points out on top, Demolach Basar Abaya Varava. Rapapa was the Rosh Hashiva after Abaya and Rava. Kidemuchach Beperakam at the Tainis, as it changes on the side. Velohaye Yodam Atalmidim Imidaito Amra Mishum Rabo. Sometimes there's a certain Rav that says something, you don't know if it's from him or if it's from his Rebbe. So here too, you had that confusion, right? Sometimes there was a statement of the Gemara. One of the Rabbanim got mad at one of his Talmidim. Why don't you say that in my name? The answer is everything I say is in your name. Right, Yeshua ben Nun. Right, every time Yeshua ben Nun said something, he had to say it. Oh, b'shem Moshe Rabbeinu. Everything Yeshua ben Nun said was in the name of Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore it's not needed specifically to mention it. We've been discussing at length again over the past daf and over Shas. The Abaya and Rava have a unique status. Papa is now a Talmud, but we discussed the Abaya and Rava. Just to mention the Rambam. The Rambam, which we can mention really every daf and Shas, but the Rambam uses Abaya and Rava as the type of category. based on the Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara talks about Havayas da Abaya Varava. But the Rambam mentions this at the end of the fourth parak of Hilchos Yisodi HaTorah, where the Rambam summarizes everything that he's done in the first four prakim of Mishnah Torah, where he talks about physics and metaphysics and angels and Yediyas Hashem and Avat Hashem and Yiras Hashem and the Yisodos and the Maisim Rekava and all the other elements. So the Rambam ends that parak. V'inyani arba prakim elu shebechamesh mitzvos ha'elu. These four prakim, which talks about the five mitzvahs that I've discussed, Heim shachachamim harishonim karinosam pardes. This is what the early rabbis call pardes, the orchard. Kamosha amra arba nechnosu lepardes. As the Gemara says in Chagiga, four rabbis went into the pardes, went in to discuss these deep issues. So we know the later Mefarshim explained pardes, alluding to Pshat, Remez, Drash, and Sod, that Rashi Tevos. V'yafal pi shegdoli Yisrael hayu, v'chachavim gdolim hayu, even though they were great rabbis, the Rambam says, lo kulam hayeba en koach leida ulahasig kol hadvarim alboryan. Not all of them, right, there were four, so you know, Rabbi Akiva and Ben Azai, Ben Zoma, right, not all of them, and Acher, right, not all of them were able to go in and be masig all of the topics properly. V'ani omer, the Rambam now is talking. Va'ani Omer. I don't know how many times the Rambam says Ani Omer in Mishnah Torah, but here he says it. Va'ani Omer. She'ein ra'ui l'tayel bepardes, elo l'misha nismali kreso lechem u'basar. You can't take a walk in the orchard unless you're full of meat and bread. Unless you've filled yourself with nigla, so then you can't go walking in the orchard. What is v'lechem u'basar? V'lechem u'basar zehu leida bi'ur ha'asar v'hamutar. To know what to do in life. Ha'asar v'amutar, v'chayotze ben mishara mitzvahs. V'afal pisha dvarim elu davar katan karu osam chachamim. And even though this is called davar katan by the rabbis, rather davar gadol is ma'isim rekava, davar katan is this, shahari amru chachamim davar gadol ma'isim rekava, davar katan havayos da'abaya v'rava. That's what the line that we're talking about here. Even though that's called, so to speak, a davar katan, afal pikein ru'uyin hein lahakdimon. But still, that comes first, and that could be what we focus on all our life, right, for most of us. Shehein miyashvin daito shel adam tchila. That is miyashev a person's das, and they have the proper perspective in life. The ode, and then the Rambam adds, not only is it miyashev daiton, shehein, this Torah, meaning nigla, is shehein atova hagdola sheyishpia kadosh baruch hu liyishev olam hazeh. This is the great good that Hashem gave to this world in order to live in the world kedei linchol chayei ha'olam haba. This is what's going to get us to olam haba. Davar katan is going to get us to olam haba. Havayis da'abayav harava. Ve'efsha sheyedim akol gadol v'katan ish v'isha ba'alev rachav v'ba'alev katzer. Then he ends up by saying, and every person can know all about davar katan and davar gadol. Okay, but he's not recommending to do it before one focuses on lechem u'basar, which is shas and poskim. Right, that's the davar katan for the Rambam. That's what the focus is. Again, and that's what we assume that we have to focus on what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. The nigla, Rav Chaim Yevolozhin writes, right, the highest level of kavana that we can have in davening. It's the highest level of kavana. It's not to think about all the esoteric heavenly effects that our tefillos are having in Shemayim. The highest level of kavana is focusing on what the words mean. Just going pure shamilos, exactly what the words mean. That's what we're supposed to be focusing on, right? Just in this world, right? Lo nitna Torah lemalachei hasharis, and here too, havayos da'abaya v'rava should be what our limud is based on. Good. So that's just a little bit about Abaya v'rava and Rav Papa being the Talmud, and here we weren't sure who said it. Vayter, top line, Chavav Amud Aleph. Rabbi Shmuel Omer Enochayev Ela Al Ha'asid Lavo. So now we get back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said on yesterday's daf, the Mishnah had a machlokes, which we referred to earlier back in the first parak, Shvuz Bitui. Rabbi Shmuel says it's only about a future event. I swear I will eat this today. I won't eat this today. Right? Eno Nishpa, the Mishnah said, only Chayev on Ha'asid Lavo. And Rabbi Akiva argues. He says, Ainli, Rabbi Akiva says, if you're taking it literally, what the psukim say, so you should only be chayef for a shvua that has something positive and negative. Harava hatava. Ainli al dvaram sheish ba marava hatava. What if you have something that is irrelevant, right? Something that is not good, not bad, just there, right? So then it shouldn't be included. So Rabbi Shmuel would answer, oh, mi ribi akasav, you include it from a ribui. So you should also include past from a ribui. Why only include a future? That was the machlokas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva on yesterday's daf. So now we're going to talk about that a little more at length. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. After quoting the Mishnah, Rabbi Shalom, Ein Achayv Ela Asil Lavo. Tana Rabbanan, Lahara Ola Heitiv. Ainly, the pasuk says in the end of Vayikra, on the Parshas Vayikra, Ainly, Ela Dvarim Sheish Ben Haravatava. This I know only includes items, actions that has a positive or negative. I will eat something. I won't eat something. It's all about doing something positive or negative to me. She'ein Ben Haravatava Minayin. How do I know to include something that is Ein bo haravatava, right? It's just, it's an action, but it doesn't have anything, negative or positive, effect on me. Tamalomar, so how do you know to include that? O nefesh, kisi shaval vatebis fasayim. Right? Anyone who swears with an expression of their lips. Ainli el lahaba. Lisha'av arminayin. And I only know this is about including something in the future. Lahaba. How do I know? Lisha'av arminayin. How do I know about swearing about something that I did yesterday? How do you know that's included? Meaning that the shvu is going to be a problem immediately. Not based on any future event. How do I know to include that? Tamalomar l'chol asheivatei ha'adam bishvua. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva includes both. He includes past and future. He includes haravatava or non-haravatava. Either way, it's all included in shvuas bitui. Rabbi Shmuel Omar, and that's what we hold. Rabbi Shmuel Omar l'hara l'heitiv l'haba. Either way, you do need, it has to be something related, lahara leitiv, but only lahaba. Amar Rabbi Akiva, im kein ainli, if you're saying that it's limited to what the psukim say, the Torah shebichsav, ainli el adram sheish behem hatava vahara. So you should also limit it to say it's only applies to types of shvuas that have some type of hatava vahara effect. Dvarim she'ein behem harava tava minayin, how do you know that? Amar lomi, Rabbi Akasov. Right, you say, we know it from an inclusion, a ribui. Amar lo, says Rabbi Akiva answers, im riba hakasav lakach, riba hakasav lakach. It's the end quote of the Braisa. Once you're including other types of shvuas that are not based on the example, that's the mefurish in the text, so you should include everything. So shaper kamal, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, isn't that a good claim? Rabbi Akiva's claim to Rabbi Shmuel, right, once you have a ribui, so you should include not only, ein bohem harav atava, but also lisha avar. Why do you only include the former and not the latter? Ask Rabbi Akiva to Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yochanan says, well, it depends because who they learned by. Rabbi Yishmael, Shashimeshes Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana. Rabbi Yishmael learned by Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana. Shayadorish has called it to Rakula Bechalu Prat. He used the mechanism of darshaning of Chalu Prat. Se'iyunami Dorish Bechalu Prat. He uses Chalu Prat, which doesn't include everything. It includes certain items, which we've had this already in the Masechta, and we'll have it again. So that's why he learned by Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, so that's why he goes down the path of Klalu Prat. Rabbi Akiva, Shashimish, is Nachemish Gamzu. Rabbi Akiva, whose Rebbe was Nachemish Gamzu, Shayadorish, is Kala Torah Kula Beriba Umiyet. He dashed in through a different mechanism of Riba Umiyet, which includes more, generally. Iunami Doresh Riba Umiyet. That's how you know. So they each got the mechanism of drasha from their Rebbe, and therefore that has a ramification in our context. And the Gemara is going to give an example of where each one darshin riba u miyet. So okay, let's learn the Gemara, and then we'll come back to talk about Nachemish Gamzu. So my Rebbe Akiva, the darsh ribu u miyute. So where did Rebbe Akiva darshin ribu u miyet? And how did he darshan it to include all types of shvuas here? Past, future, and haravatava and not. So the Tanya, O nefes kisi shava riba. Right, ki shava, that includes. Lahara olaitiv miyet. That's a limit. Lakala sheivateha adam chazav riba. Riba umiyet v'riba. Riba hakol. So you include all types of shvuas. That's the riba umiyet always goes, jumps, and includes everything. Umay riba, riba kol mili. Umay miyet, you have to exclude something. Right, the miyet excludes something. Miyet dvar mitzvah. He excludes a shvua about a dvar mitzvah. Rashi says the davar she'i efsharhu. Right, that's something that's impossible. You can't be nishba levatel as a mitzvah. Right, and therefore it is not included. Or Rashi says l'shano says hayadua. Either way, the Gemara gives one example. That's Rabbi Akiva. It's riba umiyet. Rabbi Shmuel darish klal uprat. O nefes kishi shaval vate bisvasayim klal. That's the general phrase of a shvua. Lahara o lehetiv prat. that is specifically a type of shua. L'chol ha'shevatei ha'adam, chazar v'klal. Klal uprat uklal, iyata adan elakein aprat. And klal uprat, you limit it to something similar to the specific example given. Ma'aprat mufurish lahaba, afkol lahaba. So just like the pratim are all both future, something that's going to happen, so too, that's what's included in the shvua. Ahani klala la'asuye afilu dvarim she'idma na'arav atava lahaba. Right, the klal includes even types of shvuos that do not have a positive or negative effect, but only in the future, according to Rabbi Shmuel. Ahani prata limuti afilu dvarim she'idma na'arav atava l'sha'avar. But all shvuos l'sha'avar are excluded, even if they are examples of harav atava. So again, the Gemara asks the obvious question, why do you include one and exclude the other? Eifachana. Why don't you switch it? You have to include something and exclude something. So why do you include all shvuas lahaba, even ein bohen harav atava, but you exclude shvuas l'sha'avar, even yesh ben harav atava? Do the opposite. Why do you include even the past, but not harav, ein bohen harav atava? So I'm Rabbi Yitzchak. Two answers. Answer number one, Amar Yitzchak, Dumya de la Rao Leitiv. Right, because you want to make it as similar as possible to the example in the mission, in the Torah. Mishi Isuro Mishum Bal Yachel Dvaro. Similar to those other Shvuas, which the Isser is because of his violation of his word. Meaning, there's no problem right when you say the words. It's only in the future if you are going to violate your words. Yatis Azu, excluding the shvua of the past, she'eni sura mishum bal yachel dvaro, ela mishum bal tashakru. Right, you are lying at the time that you talk, and therefore that's why it is more similar in that case. One answer. We'll get back to that also. Let's just finish the whole discussion. Rav Yitzchak bar Avin Amar, different answer. Amar kra o nefes ki si shaval avate bisvasayin, and we darshin. Misha in the pasuk, you have the word tishava before the word levate. So we say, Misha Hashvua Kodemas Lebitui, only someone whose Shvua precedes the Bitui, that means the content of the Bitui, meaning your words, your verbal declaration of Shvua comes before the action that your Bitui is talking about. Velosha Bitui Kodemas LeShvua, and not where your Bitui, the content of the expression, meaning the action, came before the Shvua, which means in the past. Yatzazeh, achalti v'lo achalti, shamaisa, kodem l'shvua. Right, so that's two ways to darshan why Rabbi Shmuel only includes future Shvuas and not past Shvuas. A lot to talk about on these lines. Let's go back one by one, just to start with the end. Bal Teshakru, right, the Isser of Sheker. Right, we know one is not allowed to lie in many different contexts. Right, Gneivas Das is an example of Sheker. Giving somebody a false impression, saying sheker, writing sheker, right, is also, right, we can't write something that sheker either. There is a marsha that some quotes, but it's not really what the marsha says, right? The Gemara that comes up twice in Shas and Baba Basra and in Menachas about Moshe, and we even had it more recently, a little bit, not the full, expansion, but the sugi, if you remember, of Moshe Rabbeinu, the last eight psukim of the Torah, who wrote the last eight psukim of the Torah, Machlokas Tanaim, whether it was Moshe Rabbeinu or Yoshua Binun. The Gemara has a Machlokas. The Gemara says, well, on the one hand, Moshe sure had to write it. What, Efshar Shechaser, Moshe Rabbeinu gave a Torah that was Chaser, a couple of psukim at the end? No, Moshe Rabbeinu had to write the last eight psukim of the Torah. And the other opinion says, no, Moshe couldn't write it, Yoshua Binun had to write it. How can Moshe Rabbeinu write a lie? Right, Moshe Rabbeinu, he could write, and Moshe Rabbeinu died in past tense? That can't be. So Yeshua must have written it. What does the other opinion answer back, right, to that question? The Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it bidema. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it in tears. So what does that mean? He wrote it in tears, right? Kosev, and the Gemara is also meduyuk that the other part of the Torah, Hashem was Omer v'kosev to Moshe. Hashem was Omer, and Moshe was Omer v'kosev. And by the last eight psukim, he was only kosev. He wasn't Omer. So the Marsha has a line on that Gemara. Oh, maybe he wrote it, then it's a ksav she'eno miskayim, and therefore what? You're allowed to lie if it's a ksav she'eno miskayim. Right, so the Mepharshim talk about it. The Marsha doesn't mean that you can lie on a temporary basis. You can lie by writing. But either way, that sheker, we assume, halacha lemaisa, whether it's dibur, whether it's ksiva, right, all of that is included in the isser of sheker, al tashakru, as the Gemara says here, in the Shach Levitarya. But going back to the original suggestion, where the Rabbi Yochanan said, well, it depends on who their Rebbe was. Rabbi Yochanan was Meshamish Rabbi Chunim Menakana. Rabbi Kiva was Meshamish Nachemish Gamzu. So 2 points. Number one, about the general point of who they were Meshamish. Right? We know the Gemara says elsewhere, a Rebbe is not just about the content of Torah that he gives in a shir. A Rebbe is about the being around a Rebbe, and the shimush of a Rebbe. Remember the Gemara in Brachas? Gedola shimusha yoser milimuda. Servicing a Rebbe, and just being near a Rebbe, is even greater in a certain sense than the shirim of a Rebbe. Right? The Maritz Chayas on that Gemara, of shimusha shel Torah yoser milimuda, Brachas dav zayin, the Maritz Chayas says, nira be'enai, hashimush nikra gamkein limud. Right, servicing a Rebbe is also learning. Raksha halimud hainu hashomea es hahalachos, vahashimush hainu halomed me hisnahagus. Right, you learn from the behaviors. Kimosha matzinu shahalcha talmidim labe sakneses, liros hisnahagus rabbam. Talmidim always wanted to see what the Rebbe did. Vecheni nichuat mamtachas hamita. Right, the graphic Gemara at the end of Brachas. Uksha amar lo, adkan he'azta panecha, heishif torahi velomar anitzarech. Right, Brachas daf samach beis. Velimud kazeb nishrash belev haroeh. And when we see a Rebbe act in a certain way, not just give a shir, that goes into the hearts. Even more, v'gdola mi limud sha'aydei ha'shmua, kein re'isi b'shem hagon ha'chasid mi Vilna. That's what I saw in the name of the Gra. One Maritz Chayes. And he likes this topic because it comes up again in Maseches Baba Kama. In Baba Kama, in a totally different context, in the sugya of Zenen of Zelo Chaser, on Daf Chaf, there's a question that is asked to one of the Tanoim, and the answer given is, I'll give you an answer when, L'chitashamishli. If you service me, I'll give you an answer. And what did he do? He took the handkerchief and he wrapped it on him. What is that one line in the Baba Kama, Daf Chaf Mabez? What's that about? So the Maritz Chayes again there says, L'chitashamishli, that the Rebbe was trying to create a Rebbe Talmud intense relationship. Mishu, Nira Be'enai, says the Maritz Chayes there, Baba Kama Daf Chaf. Nira Be'enai, Hainu Mishum, Shekol Malacho, She'eved Chayev Larabo, Talmud Chayev Larabo. Vadin Gamkein, Halomi Davar Mechadero Tzorach Likroso, Rebbe Alufi. Umipize Heishivlo, Kishetashame Shosi, Beshimush Kal. If you service me, Vitare, Shatat Sarich Lomomi Menizos, and you show that you want to learn from me, Ulainyin Zeh, Atat Tamidai. Azai Agid Lacha Mishnah Shetavakesh. And that's what happened. V'chein inyan shamar Rabbi Yochanan movilna mana basroi. Right, I'll carry it. Rabbi Yochanan used to say, if somebody gives me an answer to this kasha, you know, I'll carry his towel to the bathhouse. Why? Because he was saying that I would be mishamishim, because that's how one connects to a rebbe, not just through the Torah, but through the shimush. And he continues and gives other examples in Shas where we have this. That's just number one in terms of shimush. Then we get in terms of these personalities itself. So Rabbi Akiva's Rebbe was Nachum Ish Gamzu. Nachum Ish Gamzu, who we know from the Gemara in Tainus Daf Chaf Aleph. Why was he called Nachum Ish Gamzu? Because he always said Gamzu Latova, even under very trying circumstances. Remember the case there where Nachum Ish Gamzu was going with a briefcase of jewelry, and it was stolen on the way. It was changed into sand, and he gets to the king, and he opens the suitcase, and the suitcase has sand, and the king says, "Okay, take him to the dungeon," and he says, Gamzu Latova, even at that moment. And that's why he was Zochet Eliyahu Navi coming in right then and say, oh, maybe it's the magic sand from Avram Avinu, and it changes into swords, and that's how Nachum Ish Gamzu was saved. But that's Nachum Ish Gamzu. We discussed a while ago, interesting that Nachum Ish Gamzu always says Gamzu Latova. That's what he's known as. But if you look in Rabbi Akiva's language, Rabbi Akiva, when he talks about Gamzu Latova, and he always has the positive element. So he, Gemara in Brachas, Daf Samach Amabez, last line, right, as Rabbi Kiva say, Kol Ma She'osa Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hakol Latova. Everything is Latova. What's the difference? Rabbi Kiva speaks Hebrew. Sorry, he, not just Osa Latova, it's the other, Kol Ma Da'avid Rachmana Latav Avid. La'olam, here, let's start with the beginning. La'olam, he adam ragil omar, called David Rachman al-Latav Avid. And then, of course, the story with Rabbi Akiva and the horse, and he doesn't get a room in the city, and he has to stay outside. But the title of that Gemara, called David Rachman al-Latav Avid. And the Mefarshim wonder, you know, why is it that Rabbi Akiva is known as the Aramaic phrase of called David Rachman al-Latav Avid, or Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Nachum Ish Gamzu, his Rebbe, is the Hebrew Gamzu Latova. And if you look in Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Hayim, Rabbi Akiva's statement is said, everybody should be rugged to say, Kol Davar Chamana L'Tav Avid. Doesn't say anywhere that we should say Gamza L'Tofa. Question one. Question two, interesting, related to this, we know we say every morning, Hashem Yimloch Li'Olam Va'ed, in Az Yashir. And we say the Targum on that Pasuk. Hashem, and we say it in Ovala Tzion. Hashem Ka'em La'Olam La'Olmei Amalya. If you look in the Targum is in present tense. Ka'em La'Olam La'Olmei Amalya. While the Hebrew is the future. Hashem Yimloch Li'Olam Va'ed. Right, so it's not an exact translation. Why do we switch it from the future, Hashem Yimloch Li'Olam Va'ed, to the Aramaic, Ka'em La'Olam La'Olmei Amalya? So I once heard a pshat, Rav Avram Shor once quoted this from one of his svarim, that Hebrew, Lashon HaKodesh, represents clarity. It's clarity, that's Lashon HaKodesh, that the world was created in Lashon HaKodesh. Aramaic is the hidden language. That's the unkelis behind the words of the Torah. That's the nistar. So when it comes to clarity, we're not on the level of saying Gamzu Latova. Right now, this is Latova. In the present tense, we might not feel that. We don't say that. We say Dina Emes, Bizman Hazeh. Right? We don't say everything as Atova Ametiv. In the future, we know in our heads that there's going to be clarity in the future. So in Lashon HaKodesh, we can say it in the future. Hashem Yimloch Li'Olam Va'ed. Aramaic, the Nistar, what's not clear, we could say in the present. Because it's not clear now. But we believe it. We believe it. It's in our minds, even though it's not in our hearts fully. Ka'em La'Olam. So Rabbi Akiva, maybe we're closer to Rabbi Akiva's Lashon. In the Aramaic, Kol Tovid Rachman Latav Avid. But we're not on the level. And he was the Talmud. Gamzu Latova, the Nachamish Gamzu was the Rebbe. Even now, even presently, he'd be able to say that. But that was the godless of Nachamish Gamzu, the Rebbe of Rebbe Kiva, who was on that level. But again, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote that one. Shulchan Aruch knows, but normative practice, you know, that can't be demanded from the average Jew. And therefore, we have to say, Kol Davar Rachman Latav Avid, as long as we believe it, even if we might not feel it at a certain moment, that's where we're on the level. Remember, Lahavdil, Yirmiyo Anavi, and Moshe Rabbeinu, and many talked to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in very strong terms about the tzaras of Klal Yisrael. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara now, we are on the third to last skinny line. Tanur Rabbanan. Says the Gemara, Ha'adam b'shvua. Other halachas related to oaths. Ha'adam b'shvua, prat la'anus. A person is only chayiv in a shvua if he is not anus. What is anus? Rashi. Ha'adam b'shvua, sheha adam b'shashvua. He has to be a person when he takes a shvua. Adam b'shvua, shehe libo alav. Rashi says, his heart is with him. Meaning, he has das. He's in a mind of clarity. Adam b'shvua, shehe libo alav. If a person is ba'anus somehow, he is not mentally stable at that time, or there's some other type of anus in his mind, and he's lacking basic information, so then it's not going to be a shvua. We're going to have to figure out what that is, the Gemara is going to ask. How is this different than shogeg? Shogeg is chayav a karban. Ones is not chayav a karban. So we've discussed there might be a difference in lumdus. Shogeg is a maisa aveira, for sure. Shogeg is chayav a karban, and for many shogegs, anus, so that, according to many, maybe is not even a maisa aveira. So, but how do you define anus in this context? So we'll see. Vinelam prat lemezid. Vinelam means excluding mezid. Mezid is not going to be chayav the shvua. Vimenu shenis alma mimenu shvua. Mimenu, that he forgot his shvua. It disappeared from his mind, the shvua. Yachol shenis alma mimenu chayfes. You might think even if he forgot, he remembers his shvua, but he just does not recognize the object of the shvua. Tamalomar bishvua vinelam. Alhelam shvua hu chayav enu chayav alhelam chayfes. So again, the Gemara will talk about what exactly is the case of forgetting the chayfes and remembering the shvua. So Amar Mar, Ha'adam b'shvua, we'll talk about each one of these statements of the Braisa. Ha'adam b'shvua prat la'anus. A person has to be in full das when he takes a shvua. The Chashik Echemed here discusses, what about in terms of kiyum ha'shvua? Does he have to be in full das? He has many different examples. His first shayla here is, what happens if a person, there was a story, Maisa b'yeshiva, that, like in many of the yeshivas, they sell the aliyas on Simchas Torah for dafim of Gemara. Right, halavai, every shul in the world should have that practice. But what happened? One of the bacharim was kone of chasen Torah for 1,000 daf. 1,000 daf, Baruch Hashem, he was a big maspid. V'nei lachar Simchas Torah, he totally forgot about it. Totally forgot about the neder. But he learned all year, and the next elul, he's doing a chesra nefesh, and he remembers. And he thinks back and he realizes that he did learn 1,000 daf that year. But he wasn't focused on it. He didn't have kavana. Kibbekayim is not there. So, ha'adam bishvua, is that only on the neder or shvua itself? What about the kiyam neder? Do you need kavana? Right, what happens if somebody makes a shvua, I'm gonna eat a cookie today, and I totally forgot, but I did eat a cookie today. Right, is that enough? Where you yotze your chovas neder? Do you say mitzvah shrichas kavana in this case? And it goes another example where somebody makes a, different type of neder, but either way, Lo Maisi says at the end of the day, he says he thinks he's Yotzei. Nira de binyaneinu lekuli alma ein tzorach lachzor v'lo mod. He does not have to learn again. Why? Because there are other examples that he gave. Those examples, there was a specific item or material that he promised to learn. Here he didn't say anything. He just said 1,000 daf. Avam mechiras aliyah specific astora ikra kavanash lo she yomudu dafim miyuchadim ela she yasmidu belimuda b'meshach shana. You'll learn the whole year. It should be motivate a person to learn, and therefore he did that, and therefore it can be considered a kiyam neder in this context. And he quotes other examples of this as well, but we'll just suffice as of now with the first one. Ha'adam b'shvua. So let's continue now. First wide line. Ha'adam b'shvua parah l'anus. Hey chidami. What exactly is the case that there's an anus that removes the state of a person for the chi of shvua? Hey chidami, kid Rav Kahana v'Ravasi, like these two great rabbis, Kavi Kaimi Mikami Darav, they went to Rav Shir, and when they came out of Rav Shir, they had a machlokas about what the Rebbe said. Mar Amar Shvua Sadachi Amar Rav. I swear that Rebbe said this. Umar Amar Shvua Sadachi Amar Rav. And the other one said, no, I swear he said this. They just came out of the Shir. Right, and they couldn't know what the Rebbe said. So Kiyos Lakami de Rav, when they came in front of Rav, Amar Kachan Minayu, Rav said to one of them, "You're right." The Gemara doesn't need to tell us which one. One of you are right. So Amar Leidach, Vanav Shikrish Taboy. Oh my goodness! So I swear Shua Sheker. I had a Shua Sheker because I swore that you said a Mutter and you really said Aser. Amar Le, it could also be a message of a Rebbe has to be clear to try to make sure as the Talmidim know what he said. But either way, Amar Le, Libach Ansach. No, don't worry about the Shua. Right? Your heart was ma'anes you. Meaning it was an ones. You really thought that this is the truth. And it wasn't the truth. But that is ones, and that wouldn't be considered, right, that ashua in this category. Rashi says, kesavar hayita lishava be'emes. You thought they were telling the truth. And therefore, that would not be considered a shvua in my book. Tosfos. Libach ansach nira. It's not only that he's telling you to be putter from a carbon. What does that mean? We know that from Masechta Shabbos. Right? He wasn't only telling him, don't worry, you're not chayav a carbon. Why? Because what they used to do, they used to write in their notebooks whether they're chayav a carbon. Right? Mashiach will come tomorrow. I have to remember which carbonus I owe. Right? If somebody has, a woman has a child, okay, hopefully she won't forget how many children she has to know how many karbanos, sets of karbanos she's chayav when Mashiach, is here. If somebody's a convert, they know that they have to bring the karbanos of a ger. But if somebody's b'chal Shabbos, b'shogeg a couple of times, they might forget. So, as the Tanoim used to do, we know this from Masechta Shabbos, that used to write down, if they're chayav a karban, write it down. So the Tosfos says they weren't only, he wasn't only telling him that he doesn't have to write this down. Don't worry about it. Ella afila onish nami leka. There's nothing. There's no onish involved at all. There's nothing to worry about. It was a total onish. But that concept is such an unbelievable, inspiring concept of, you know, they used to write it down because they believed Moshiach could come every second. Right? The question of Sipisil Yeshua in Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph, that could be the hardest question that we're going to have to answer. Right? Do we really expect, hope, want, right? Every single day, right? Okay, we could be kovei itim, we could fulfill puravu, we could try to give our children the best education possible, we could be honest, but tzipisil Yeshua, how much do we focus on? But the Brisker Rav is medayik in the animamin. Animamin emuna shleima b'vias ha-mashiach, v'yava b'ishi yismameya, im kol ze achakelo b'chol yom. What's b'chol yom? Anim b'chakelo kol yom. Right? Every day. What do you mean b'chol yom? Even within the day. It didn't come in the morning? Okay, but this afternoon is possible. And we see that in Chazal. Chazal often have halachos that are predicated on the fact of Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash. For 2,000 years, we're going to do something because the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt and we don't want to forget it. Right? Why do we wash our hands before we eat bread? Why do we wash our hands? So it goes back to eating truma. Goes back to eating truma, an extension of eating truma, and hey, everybody, it's a mikdash. When we have truma, you know, we might not, forget, remember, and have hands clean. we want to be able to be in good practice. So forevermore, for thousands of years, we wash before, we do Netilas Yadayim before we eat bread, because of that. Or Meheri Bana Beis HaMikdash, right? The Gemara says in Sukkah that the Yom HaNeif is Kulo Asur. We can't eat Chadash until the day after the second day of Pesach. Right? The third day of Pesach. Why? Because next year, Mashiach will be here, and it will go by the carbon, it won't go by the day, the morning. So, we have to wait. Right? Various reasons, but we find Meheri Bana Beis HaMikdash. Or the Shita of Rebbe in Maseches Tainis. Rebbe, amazing Shita. Kohanim can't drink wine Bizman Hazeh. Why? What if Mashiach comes in an hour? What? All the Kohanim will have drunk wine. Nobody's there to do the Avodah. Can't drink wine. And the other opinions say, no, what are you going to, come on, Kohanim, there are mitzvahs, you can't. But the fact that there's a Tana out there that says that, even as a possibility, right, all of these reflect the idea that it was palpable, it was tangible, their emunah and their belief. But that's the contents of writing out down in your pinkus. Chat Hashmena, Tosfos right here. So you have Tosfos here, and you have Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash, and the Shita of Rebbe in Maseches Tainis. Right? All of these as examples of Mashiach, you know, come, like the Chafetz Chaim says. Right? It says in the end of Bahaloscha, just one more. Right? It says at the end of Bahaloscha, the Mashiach is, Mashiach. Hashem appeared to Miriam and Aaron pit'om, suddenly. And that's why they were all in shock, and they were running, Mayim, Mayim! Right, and Hashem was teaching them a lesson. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu had to separate from his wife, because I could appear to him at any second. Right, and that's the message. Hashem appeared pitom. The Chafetz Chaim says that Mashiach is categorized as he's going to come pitom. Right, suddenly. Without warning, he's going to come! And says the Chafetz Chaim, we have to be ready. We have to be ready. We have to realize he's going to come. What are we going to do? We have to be ready and psyched and expecting Yoshiva Mitzapeh Masayavo. And we have to be in that state of mind. So that's what in our Gemara, what Rav was telling them. Rav was saying, "Don't worry, this one doesn't have to go in your notebook, okay? Even though it was an issue, but it doesn't go in your notebook. Good. The other point to mention on this is interesting. They each went out of Shir and." They both thought that they knew what the Rebbe said. Right, do we say Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chaim over there? So that's the one time that we don't. We one time that Amir Ravasi and Rav Kahana could say their own Shita. They are Bali Masora. But as we know from that Rashi and Ksubis that we often quote on Daf Nun Zayin, right, the Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chaim is by every machlokas and shas. But what if there's a machlokas about what somebody said? So there we might not say Elu ve'elu. There somebody's wrong. Like here, the opinion said, well, I swore in falsely, and he said, no, you thought you were right. But Rashi says in Ksubis, we can't say Elu ve'elu, unless they say, well, this is what I say. But if they just still say it's what my Rebbe said, right, so that is something that we wouldn't hold on. Here it is. Ksubis Nun Zayin Amud Aleph says Rashi, if I'm going to argue, the kol chad aliba denafshe v'chamaroy achrini the pligi bepulked the hanach amaroy v'ist on the frushim betray lishnei chadiminayu miflagi chamaroy aliba denafshayu. That's fine. Each one of them have their own svara. But Rashi says, demiflagi chamaroy aliba dechad v'naktinan hahi demiflagi chamaroy aliba denafshayu tochi polik chamaroy aliba dechad maramar hachi amar ploni maramar hachi amar ploni. Chad minayu mishaker. One of them is lying. Rashi might have gotten that from this Gemara. From our Gemara. Here, because he says, I was lying. Avaki pligi chamaroi bedin o beisr veheter, kol chad amar hachi, mistaver taime, ein kan sheker, kol chad vachad svaradi deka amar, mar yov taime lehetera, mar yov taime leisura, mar medami milson lemilso, mar hachi, o mar medami le beinyan nachrina. That's all good. Vikal meimar, elu veelu, divri lukim chayim. Heim zimnin d'shaychach taima v'zimnin d'shaychach taima. That's what we always say. Sha'atam mitapech l'fi shinui hadvarim b'shinui muat. Right, and Rashi, the Gemara Shas there quotes the Gemara in Erevin on Daf Yud Gimel. But again, in a case where it's a machlok, it's about what the Rebbe said, so then you might not say elu ve'elu in that context. So is it a shua sheker? So here, it was. He said it was not a shua sheker because he thought this is what the Rebbe said. He said, libach ansach. Right. Shua, the lav, I'm saying is it a sheker? He's at least pater from a carbon, let's say that. Does he violate lishavu v'shmila? I mean, is there sheker b'shogeg? If somebody, does somebody violate the isser of sheker b'shogeg? If he really thinks that this has really happened. He really thinks he ate something yesterday. And he didn't. but he really thinks, hey, but he just got mixed up in the days. Is that a shogig? Is that an ones? So if it's in the category of ones, I would say it's not, if he really thinks of emet. If he just forgot, right, so that's it. But here, you're right, but here he's talking specifically about the karban. He's talking about the karban, but he says, did I sweep? Because he asks, b'shikri ishtaboy? And the answer is libach ansach, which seems like to be going against that shikri ishtaboy. So you might even be saying, no, it's not even sheker. Weiter. V'ne'ala mimenu. Shenis Ali Mimenu Shvua. This is the next quote of the Braisa. Right? That the Shvua eluded him. Yochel Shenis Ali Mimenu Chayfetz. Tamalomar Bishvua Venela Mimenu. Alhelem Shvua Hu Chayiv Eno Chayiv Alhelem Chayfetz. The Braisa said he's only Chayiv if he forgets his Shvua, not if he forgets the object. So what exactly does that mean? Machu Aleba Marava. That's the phrase from that always refers to certain people, right? The Gemara, the end of the first paragraph of Sanhedrin, discusses. So Bishlama, they laughed at him in my Rav. It means they commented. Bishlama Shvua. I understand where there could be a Helam Shvua, Mishkachas Labalo Chefetz. I understand what the case is without your forgetting the object. Could go into Amar, Shvua Shlochel Paschitin. You made a Shvua that you're not going to eat wheat bread. Kesavar Shochel Kamar. And you thought you made a Shvua that you're going to eat wheat bread. Right, you made a shvua that you were not, and you really you are, so that you forgot your shvua. But the object you remember. The shvua say, inshi, you forgot the shvua, chepsa dachir, but you remembered the chepsa. Fine, right, you know you took a shvua, but you forgot the shvua, but you remember the object. Ela chefetz, below shvua, hechidami. What's the case that you forgot the object, but you remember the shvua? Kegon da amar, hechidami, kegon da amar, shvua shlocha paschitim. What is it? Because you said you took a shvua that you're not going to eat wheat bread. Vikasavar shal saorim? Right, Kamar, and you think it was a shvua that you're not going to eat barley bread? The shvua say dacher le chefza inchi. You think that's the case? You remember the shvua, but you forgot the chefetz? No, kibun the chefza inchi luhu haynu helam shvua. That would also be called the helam shvua. Right, you forgot the shvua. You thought you took a shvua about wheat, and you really took a shvua. You thought you took a shvua about barley, and it was really about wheat. So why is that only called forgetting the object? That's called forgetting the shvua. So elam Rabbi Elazar davada achasi. Rabbi Elazar argues. Rav Elazar says, really, you don't find a case of helem chefetz without helem shvua, and Rashi explains, v'zuhi ena mishnah. He argues on that brisa, right? Or the brisa is not an authoritative brisa. Maskal Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi says, 1 second. Alama chefetz below shvua lo mishkachas la. Why can't you find it? I can think of a case. V'mishkachas la kigon to omar. Shvua shlo ochel paschitin. A shvua that I'm not going to eat wheat bread. V'hoshi yadol asali to pasorin. And you put your hand in the bag. In the bag you have two types of breads. You wanted to take out pasta orim, the also biyado shachitim, and you took out chitim, the kasavar saorimi, but you thought it was the barley bread. For achol, and you ate it. The shvuasi dachar le, you know exactly everything about your shvua. You took a shvua, you're not going to eat wheat bread, and you still know that. It just so happens that you're eating barley bread. You're eating wheat bread. You thought it was barley bread. Chefza hu delo yadale, you didn't realize the object, right? And therefore, that's the case. Let's continue to the end, and then we'll come back to that type of case. Armale abaya, abaya says back. 1 second. The carbon is for the bread that you have in your hands. Helam shvuahu. This bread is this bread. You didn't forget the object. You're chayav for this object. This object is your violation. So that's a helam shvuah. Right? He didn't think his shvuah was chal on this pas. So it is a helam shvuah. Or lishnachrina, similar, different version. Armalei abayalei Rav Yosef. Sof, carbon to kamaisi. Allah to high pass. The carbon is for this bread. Mias helam shvua. Wouldn't that be called a helam shvua? For if Yosef Amalacha kiva de chiyada le de chitim, who parish mine helam chefetzu. If you would know it's wheat, you would separate and not eat it. So that's called a helam chefetz. So again, it's a little of both. The question is, how do you categorize it? And that's the lumdus behind Abaya and Rav Yosef. Interesting. That case of the picking the bread out, so we might call that in other contexts of halacha misasek, right? Misasek is where I don't even know I'm involved in an act of an avera. It's not like I forgot it was Shabbos. It's not like I don't know it's usher. Misasek, right? I turned the light on just by rote, right? Because when I walk into a room, I often turn the light on, but I know it's Shabbos. I know turning on the light is usher. So what's that called? That's not called shogig, according to most. That's called misasek, and there are many forms of misasek. The Tiferes Yisrael, the beginning of Shabbos, talks about the different types of misasek. We discussed this last on Daf Yotes, right, on Shabbos. Let's say I forget, I just pull something out of the ground, right, just without thinking. Or I thought it was detached, and it was really attached. There are different types of misasek that are in the world. So the Mitzpah Esan here on this Gemara says, that this is excluded, right? You need a pasik v'nelam b'shvua to exclude this case. You need a pasik to exclude misasik. Misasik is not a ma'isaver anyway. So says the mitzvah Eisan, well, this is different. Remember the Gemara says elsewhere, misasik is generally pater, misasik in certain cases are chayiv. What? Misasik b'chalavim v'arayas. Is chayiv shekei nehene. If I forget physical pleasure from the act, then even if I'm misasik, I'm going to be chayiv. Because the physical pleasure takes the place of kavana. So here, you're eating. So eating, misasik, does not apply to eating where there's physical pleasure. Right? Misasik b'chalav and v'arayos. That's why I would have thought that you're chayiv in this case, and that's why you need a pasik to exclude it. That's the ha'ara of the mitzpeh Eisan. Again, misasik is usually patur, but in cases of hana'ah, you're chayiv, and that's why here you need a pasik to exclude. Rabbi Akiva Eiger did, remember we discussed this a week ago on Daf Yotes also, he said you might be machai between misasik in Kol Torah Kula and misasik in Shabbos. That's true, based on the principle of Melechas Nachsheves, but that is not for now. We're not going to review that again. But that's an important ta'ara of the mitzpah Eisan right here in the back. So, boy, minei Rav Amir of Nachman. Helam zevezeb biyado mahu. So, Rabbi asked Rav Nachman, the brisa was just machalik. Helam shvua, you're chayiv shvua. Helam chefza, you're not chayiv. What if you had a helam of both? Helam, which is the ikker. Helam zevezeb biyado mahu. So, Amar le, Rav Nachman answers, hari helam shvua biyado v'chayiv. Well, you forgot the shvua. So, you'd be chayiv in that case. Says the Gemara back, adarava, hari helam chayfetz biyado upater. Right, but if you forgot the chayfetz also, you'd be pater. Amar Ravashi, chazinan. Ravashi says, well, it depends. Check. Imach v'shvua kaparish. If you would tell him about the shvua and he would stop, if you would remind him of his shvua, har helm shvua biyad v'chayiv. Imach v'sh chayfetz kaparish, but if you would remind him about the chayfetz and then he would stop, har helm chayfetz biyad v'pater. So, figure it out. So, Amar Ravina Ravashi, I don't understand that. Either one. Klum parish b'shvua ela misham chayfetz. Klum parish b'chayfetz ela misham shvua. They work hand in hand. He forgot both. Ella, lo, shna. Really, there's no difference. And therefore what? And therefore what's the halach in this case? So Rashi has in one word, upatur. Right? Upatur. Therefore you'd be patur in this case. It doesn't make a difference. It's not called a helam that you'd be chaya for. The Rimi Gash is not shola maskana what we would pass. But either way, Rashi says patur. Viter. Says the Gemara b'minei Rava Mir of Nachman. Rava asked Rav Nachman another question about Shavua. Getting back to the question we alluded to before. Ezehi shigigas shvuas bitui l'sha'avar. What's a case of shogig of shvuas bitui l'sha'avar? Shvuas bitui, again, I ate something yesterday, I didn't eat something yesterday. So what's a case of shogig? I don't understand. Right? Only shogig is chayiv and anus is not chayiv. That's what we just said. Adam prat l'shvua. So e di yada mezidu. If I remember everything, then I'm amazed. E de lo yada anusu. Right? If I don't remember, then I'm an anus. Right, so what's the case of shogeg? Right, what's the case of ma'isa avera? Right, Rashi on top. Kivan de be'inan adam v'shvua heichi mishkachas lo shogeg. Right, each case seems to be you know about it or you don't know about it. It'll be onus. What's the case of shogeg? Omar le ba'omer yodeya ani sheshvua zu asura aval eina yodeya im chayavan alav karban olav. Even if you know it's asur, if you don't know what the onesh is, that's called shogeg. Okay, that is a chiddush that's discussed, you see on the side, Shabbos, Samach Tes, right, that is the a big sugya there. And I know it's asr, that's a big chiddush. I would have said, come on, that's mazid. No, if I don't know what the onesh is, that also could be called shogig in this context. Says the Gemara, come on, who is that like? There's a machlokas there. Kimunbaz. That's like munbaz ashita. De amar shigigas karbon shmashgaga. Right, Mumbab is the one that says, if you don't know that you're chayav a carbon on something, that's called shogig, so fine, it fits into Munbaz. So are we limited? This brisa, or the whole parsha in the Torah, right? But Munbaz is not the only shita out there. So the Gemara says, no, afilutem rabbanan, maybe even the rabbanan would agree here. Ad kan lo pligi rabbanan leidem Munbaz, when did the rabbanan argue with Munbaz? Meaning over there in Hilchas Shabbos and in Kalat Torah Kula, when did the rabbanan say that shigigas carbon is not a shogig? Ela b'cholat Torah Kula. Delav chiddushu. It's not a chiddush in other contexts. Meaning what? Rashi explains, Mefarshim explain, kares always goes with chatas. So therefore, to forget the karban, in those cases, that's not a shogig. Because you should know that. That's not a shogig, right? Everybody knows that a karban, the kares, if you do it b'mezid, b'kares, you chayav a chatas b'shogig. Avalacha, but here there's a chiddush, because there's no kares. Aval hacha de chidishu. The bechola Torah kula lo ashkachan lav de maisi karbon. The yalfinan me avod azara. In general, if you have a lav ba'alma, right? There's no karbon, right? If I eat treif b'shogeg, I'm not going to have a karbon for that. B'chal Shabbos b'shogeg, eat chelev b'shogeg, chivi krisus, right? The first mission krisus, right? Chatas goes with kares. But here, there's no kares and there's still a chatas. That's why the Rabbana would agree here that shigas karbon would be called a shogeg. V'hacha maisi, afil Rabbanan modu. The Rabbana would agree here that it would be called a shogeg. There's a machlok, as we've shown him here, Rashi in Masechah Shabbos and the Ritva and the Ramban all quoted here. What about Omer Mutter? Lishava Basheker. Right, that Omer Mutter is brought up in many different contexts. We had it back in Makkos. What if somebody says Omer Mutter about murder? Is that called Ones or is that called Korv Lamezin? What about Omer Mutter for Gili Arayas? Right, that's the Maharik that we like to quote. Right, Omer Mutter, where he says there's still an Isur Labayla, even though that might not be called Mazid for punishment. What about here? The Rishonim ask, what about Omer Mutter by Shua Sheker? I didn't know you weren't allowed to lie. I thought, what? So is that called Shogeg? Is that called Ones? Rashi says, has one Shita, and the Ritva here discusses that Shita. It's Rashi Masechah Shabbos. And the Ritva, interesting line in the Ritva. The Ritva says, the Ritva here quotes Rashi from Masechah Shabbos. The Alva Bita Omer Mutter Ba'alma Shogeg Hu V'chayev Karban L'gai B'shvuas Bitui Omer Mutter Onosu Upater. Even though Omer Mutter often is a Shogeg, here by Shvuas Bitui he's going to be Onos. T'hai B'chlal Ma'idakam Arkra Adam B'shvua Pradla Onos. Omer Mutter is included. You're not Adam B'shvua in that case. So the Ritva first argues on it and then he defends it and then the Ritva says at the end of the paragraph without reading the whole thing, Ubi Aldusi Kasafti Kazeh when I was much younger, when I was a yelad, Ubialdusi, I wrote other svaris, avolzoshinirisli atab iziknusi. But this is what I think in my older age, vahakel barachamav yivchar lanu ha'emes. Hashem will figure out whether I was smarter when I was younger or smarter when I was older. But that's Hashem, hakel barachamav yivchar lanu ha'emes. But he says that in this context of Omer Mutter. Good. Continuing. Boy mine ravina me rava. Again, these dafim are all the basic nitty-gritty halachas of Shvuas Bitui, right? Swearing about doing something, not doing something, in the future, in the past, right? Three more dafim, and then daf lamid, we get to a totally new world of Shvuas Ha'edus, and then we get the Shvuas Hadayanim, and all the other types of Shvuas in the Torah. So, boy, mene ravina me rava, nishba al kikar umistachin aleimahu. What if somebody swears about a kikar, they're not going to eat a certain cookie, and then they're bisakana. They're bisakana to eat it. Mistachin. So the Gemara says, "Takin lishri limar." What's the shaila? Pikuach nefesh, and he eats it. What do you mean? So Elanor, this is what I meant. Mitztaer va'achla b'shigga shvua mai. What's the case? He was in pain. He was mitztaer, but then he ate it and he forgot. What exactly is the case? Rashi explains. Rashi Tosfos different days how to understand this line of the Gemara. Rashi says he really wanted it. He was mitztaer and he was about to eat it, b'mezid, but right before he ate it, he forgot his shvua anyway. So he ended up doing it b'shogeg, but he would have eaten it anyway had he remembered his shvua. That's mitztayer. Rashi says mitztayer b'davar ve'inami lo ne'omimenu haya ochla. But then he ate it b'shogeg. That's Rashi shita. Tosas doesn't like that pshat. Tosas quotes Rashi. He says what's the point of mitztayer then? Just say he wanted to eat it, then he got a shvua. So Tosas says v'nira lafarish in Dibur Maslam mitztayer d'mitztayer al mashe eino shocheach. He's so upset that he remembers his shvua, right? Like sometimes, I wish I didn't remember I was Seleshik. Maybe after I ate the ice cream, then I remembered. But, you know, mitztaer, right? Mitztaer, Tosfos says that he remembers his shvua, and then he forgot it. Right? So is that called shogeg? He really wished forgot the shvua, and then he did forget the shvua. Right, so that's the shiloh here. And the Rambam has another pshat. We'll go with those two. So mitztar va'achla b'shigas shvua mai. So are you chayiv in that case? So amar le tanina. So Rava answers what we learned it. Tanina shav mi diyaso maybe karbon hashigagaso lo shav mi diyaso maybe karbon hashigagaso. Only if you would have not done the avera, is that called a shogeg? If you would have done the avera anyway, then that's not called shogeg, and therefore you wouldn't be chayiv in that case. Right, this is called lo shav mi diyaso. Amar Shmuel. Gomar Baliba Tzorach Shiozi Bisvasav. Shmuel holds that if somebody decides to take a shvua, even if he thinks it, that's not good enough. You have to enunciate. Lahotzi bisvasav. Shenemar levate bisvasayim. Levate bisvasayim. That means express it. Express it with one's lips. Meisvei, the Miri here discusses, what about being oker shvua? Do you also have to be oker bisvasav? Meisvei, bisvasayim, velo belev, with your lips and not only in your heart. Gomar believable nine. How do I know if I only think it? That's also good enough. Tamalomar, lacholashe vate ha'adam bishvua. That's the Brisa. So Hagufa Kasha. The Brisa contradicts itself. Amarta bisvasayim velobalev. Vahadra amid gomar beliba minayin. So does it work in your heart? Does it not work in your heart? So Amarav Sheshes, first answer. Lo halokasha, hachi gomar. This is what the Brisa means. Bisvasayim, you have to say it. Velosha gomar beliba lohotzi bisvasav. Velohotzi. But if you think that you're going to enunciate it, but you never enunciate it, that doesn't work. But gomar belibo stami nayim. But if you just think it and you never have plans to enunciate it, that would work. So that's how we explain the brisa. Problem is, that's now against Shmuel. What did we just say? Thinking it is good enough. Saying it is good enough. If you think that you're gonna say it, then you don't end up saying it. That's not good enough. But that's a kasha on Shmuel. Ela Shmuel kasha. Had a Shmuel explain the brisa. Shmuel holds you have to say it. You can't just think it. Rav Sheshes taretz ve'emahachi. Rav Sheshes says I have another way of explaining the brisa. Bisvasayim. If you said the wrong thing, then you're not chayiv in shvua. Right? If you misspoke. But if you had a mind to say paschitim, and then you said something else that does not contradict what you said, and that is called a shvua, Tosfa says, you'd only be chayiv in paschitim. Right, even though you only said pas, because that's what your kavana was. And Tosfa says here, again, a big discussion in the poskim, dvarim shebelev have a dvarim by shvua, if it doesn't contradict what you said. That's Tosfa in the first line of Gomar Belibo. Delo mitzar el paschitim, right? He had a mind to say paschitim, he only said pas. Tosfa says he was only chayiv in paschitim. Because you're explaining what you meant. And it's not going against what you said, you're just specifying what you meant. So that is, still sticking to what Shmuel said, you have to say it. Meisvei, let's just finish the Gemara and then probably we'll talk more about it tomorrow. Meisvei, motzeis v'asech l'shvar v'asisa, you have to follow through on your nedarim. Einli ela shehotzi b'svasav. Gomar b'libo b'nayin, how do I know even if I just think it? Tamalomar, kol nediv lev. Question mark, so you see, even lev. Right? Shani hasam d'chsev kol nediv lev. There's a special gzeres hakasev. It says by the Mishkan, Nidiv Lev. V'nigmar midei, why don't you learn it from there? Mishum davi truma v'kachim sheksuvan aban ke'echad. Truma, the truma towards the Mishkan and karbanos, right? That's two psukim that's come to teach me the same thing. V'choshnei ksuvan aban ke'echad, ein malabdin. By kachim, we also have it. Rashi goes to pasuk in divrei hayamim. By kachim. Right? So it's two psukim. So hanich lamandamar ein malabdin. El amandamar malabdin, Michael amemar. What about the opinion that says you can learn? If there are two psukim, have a chulin v'kachim, v'chulin mikachim lo gamrinan. You can't learn rules of chulin, rules of kachim. It's easier by kachim, just like we know, amirasa l'gavokim zirasa l'hedyot, right? To make something hektish is easier. So to say it could be even in the heart, that would be easier. Big discussion in the poskim, very halacha l'maisa. What about if somebody thinks to give tzedaka? Right? This is nediv lev. This is an example of tzedaka. What if somebody thinks to give tzedakah? Is that good enough? So this is a rush in Maseches Tainis. This is the poskim. I'll just read you the Rama. The Rama says in Yaradeya, the end of Simon Reish Nun Ches, Im Chasha V'libo Litein Ezadav L'tzedakah. Right? Sometimes it comes up. Somebody thinks, I'm going to give something to the shul organization. Chayiv L'kayem Achshav Aso. Ve'in Sorach Amira Eladim Amar Kofen Oso L'kayim. First day of the Rama, you don't need Amira, just to think it. Where do they get that from? Our Gemara. Kol Nediv Lev. V'yesh Omrim. And then, the second day, Dim Lo Hotzi Befiv Eino Klum. If you didn't say it, no, that's a special did by Mishkan. 2 days in the Ramah. But then the Ramah says, V'ha'ikr Kisvara Rishona. The Iker is like the Svara Rishona. If somebody decides to give tzedakah in their hearts, then they need to give it. And the Aruch HaShulchan also discusses this in the end of Simon Reish Nun Ches. He discusses Alach Lamaisa, right, whether tzedakah is any different, right? And then he says, Gam L'Deir Rishona, even according to the first day, Lo Mikri Gomer Belibo B'machshava Ba'alma Elam Kim Gomer Belibo Mamish Behechlet Kaf Gach Etin L'Tzedakah. Sometimes we think, you know, maybe I'll give something. The Aruch HaShulchan says, even according to the Machmer Day, it's got to be that you've really fully decided. Clarity, I'm going to give this. Right? If you're just thinking about it, right, we can't make ourselves crazy. And even every time we have a hava mina in our mind, maybe I'll give something. Oh, fair it is, you have to give, tons of money. Right? You have to have decided. Even according to the first day, if you have decided, then fine. So you have to know yourself. So if you seriously considered and you kind of decided, then you should give it. If not, not. But that's all based on over here. Kol nediv lev. Okay, there's also about Kabbalah's tainus. There's another, a lot of context where do you have to say something? Kabbalah Shabbos. Do you have to be Makabal Shabbos ba'amira? Or just thinking it. Is that good enough? Right? Sometimes, some shuls finish mincha after shkia on Friday night. There's a concept of Tosef Shabbos. Right? So, again, all of these contexts come up, but this Gemara is quoted. Kol nediv lev. Maybe Shabbos is kachim. So that's why it'll be good enough even non-verbally. Okay, either way. Okay, we'll stop here, and Hashem, we will continue.